Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Art of Coaching Teams, Building Resilient Communities That Transform Schools by Elena Aguilar, is a professional education book focused on the practice of coaching groups in school settings. Published by Jossie Bass, it extends Aguilar's work on instructional and transformational coaching from one-on-one relationships to the more complex environment of teams. The book is written for instructional coaches, administrators, teacher leaders, and educators responsible for guiding collaborative work. Its purpose is not to offer a fixed recipe for effective meetings, but to provide a practical framework for helping teams develop trust, clarify purpose, manage conflict, and make better decisions. Aguilar treats team coaching as both a technical and relational discipline. She emphasizes meeting structures, facilitation moves, norms, and protocols, while also attending to emotions, beliefs, equity, and resilience. The result is a guide for educators who want teams to become communities capable of improving adult practice and, ultimately, student experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, team coaching requires a different skill set than individual coaching. A central idea in the book is that coaching a team is not simply individual coaching repeated with more people in the room. Aguilar presents team coaching as an amplified form of coaching because the facilitator must attend to multiple relationships, competing assumptions, group habits, time pressures, and the movement of shared work. In an individual coaching conversation, the coach can focus deeply on one person and one professional goal. In a team, the coach must also monitor participation patterns, clarify the purpose of the gathering, surface unspoken tensions, and help the group reach workable agreements. This distinction matters because many school teams fail not from lack of commitment, but from weak process. Teachers may meet regularly yet avoid difficult issues, drift into logistical talk, or allow dominant voices to shape decisions. Aguilar argues that a coach must design conditions in which collective intelligence can emerge. That includes planning agendas intentionally, naming roles, establishing norms, and noticing emotional dynamics. The book, therefore, shifts the role of the coach from helper of an individual practitioner to steward of a professional community. Secondly, resilient teams are built through purpose, norms, and relational trust. Aguilar places resilience at the center of effective team development. In school contexts, teams often work under pressure from limited time, accountability demands, student needs, staff turnover, and institutional inequities. A resilient team is not one that avoids strain, but one that can stay connected and purposeful when the work becomes difficult. The book emphasizes that resilience depends on more than goodwill. Teams need a clear reason for existing, shared agreements about how members will interact, and routines that protect trust. Norms are treated as practical tools rather than decorative statements. They create expectations for listening, decision-making, confidentiality, disagreement, and follow-through. Purpose is equally important because it prevents meetings from becoming a collection of disconnected tasks. When a team knows why it is together, members can evaluate whether their conversations and decisions serve that purpose. Aguilar also stresses that trust develops through repeated experiences of respect, reliability, and honest communication. This approach makes resilience a team capacity that can be cultivated deliberately rather than a personality trait that some educators happen to possess. Thirdly, structured protocols make collaboration more equitable and productive. The book gives significant attention to structures that help teams think together with more discipline. One widely associated example is the consultancy protocol, a process in which one person presents a dilemma, the group asks clarifying questions, reflects, discusses the issue while the presenter listens, and then allows the presenter to identify insights or next steps. The value of such protocols is that they slow down habitual meeting behavior. Without structure, teams can rush to advice, privilege the fastest speakers, or debate solutions before understanding the problem. A protocol creates sequence, boundaries, and shared responsibility. It also protects equity by giving members clearer ways to participate and by reducing reliance on status or personality. Aguilar does not present protocols as mechanical fixes. They require facilitation judgment and a culture of trust. However, they offer a concrete way to translate values such as inclusion and collaboration into practice. In this sense, meeting design becomes an ethical and instructional act. A well-run team process helps educators use evidence, listen carefully, and generate wiser decisions than informal conversation alone usually permits. Fourthly, emotions and beliefs are treated as part of the work, not obstacles to it. A distinctive feature of Aguilar's approach is her insistence that team coaching must address the emotional and belief-based dimensions of professional change. School improvement efforts often rely on technical strategies such as data review, instructional planning, or implementation checklists. Aguilar does not dismiss these tools, but she argues that they are insufficient when fear, frustration, defensiveness, grief, or distrust shape adult behavior. Teams can appear to be discussing curriculum or student performance while actually reacting to concerns about competence, identity, workload, or belonging. A coach who ignores those layers may misread resistance as laziness or lack of skill. The book encourages facilitators to listen for underlying beliefs and emotional cues, then create conditions where members can examine them productively. This does not mean turning every meeting into therapy. Rather, it means recognizing that adults change practice through both cognition and emotion. By legitimizing emotional resilience as part of professional learning, Aguilar gives coaches a broader and more realistic account of why teams struggle and how they can recover. Lastly, equity is positioned as a core purpose of transformational teamwork. Aguilar's framework is not limited to making meetings smoother or teams more pleasant. The book connects team coaching to the larger goal of transforming schools so that more students are well-served, seen, and supported. This requires attention to equity, including the beliefs and institutional patterns that reproduce unequal outcomes. In practical terms, a coach must help teams ask not only whether they are collaborating efficiently, but also whose voices are being heard, which students are centered in the conversation, and what assumptions guide decisions. Equity work makes team coaching more demanding because it can surface discomfort around race, class, language, culture, and power. Aguilar's contribution is to treat that discomfort as relevant data rather than a distraction. A team that cannot discuss difference honestly is unlikely to change the conditions that harm students or marginalize educators. At the same time, the book avoids reducing equity to slogans. It links values to facilitation practices, such as deep listening, inclusive participation, careful questioning, and disciplined reflection on outcomes. In conclusion, The Art of Coaching Teams is best suited for instructional coaches, school administrators, teacher leaders, department chairs, professional learning community facilitators, and education consultants who are responsible for improving how adults work together. Readers will gain practical benefit from its attention to agendas, facilitation moves, protocols, norms, and decision-making processes. They will also gain intellectual benefit from its broader view of what makes collaboration succeed or fail. Aguilar shows that team performance is shaped by emotion, identity, trust, purpose, power, and beliefs, not only by technical planning. This makes the book especially useful for educators who have experienced meetings that are frequent but unproductive, polite but avoidant, or energetic but unfocused. Compared with many books on school leadership or professional learning communities, it stands out because it treats the team itself as the object of coaching. It does not assume that collaboration automatically produces better practice. Instead, it explains why collaboration must be designed, facilitated, and continually repaired. Its strongest differentiation is the integration of concrete meeting tools with a transformational lens that includes resilience and equity. For readers seeking quick templates only, the book may require more reflective work than expected. For leaders committed to deeper adult learning, that is precisely its value. If you would like to support Elena Aguilar, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.